The Vatican issued a controversial message today saying the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex unions. In some countries, like the U.S. and Germany, some parish and priests have already started blessing those unions. Statement holds that gays must be treated with dignity and respect, but that gay sex is intrinsically disordered, and that Catholic teaching holds that marriage between a man and a woman is part of God's plan and is intended for the sake of creating new life. For some reaction, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Patrick Hornbeck, a Fordham University professor of theology who is gay, married, and Episcopalian. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Liz. Thanks so much for having me.
Should this statement from the Vatican come as a surprise, considering how progressive Pope Francis is seen?
Well, you know, Liz, it's been 8 years since the Pope has been in office. And like you said, he's extended a warmer welcome to LGBTQ people than any of his predecessors have done. But today's statement shows that one of the things he has not done in office is change the underlying doctrine of the Catholic Church. The Pope's hospitality, it seems, has limits. And unfortunately, the decision that came out of the Vatican today is consistent with what the Church has been saying about gay rights for 40 years. And so it's disappointing that the Vatican found it necessary to reiterate something that will be so hurtful to so many people.
So there is, of course, church and state are different, and it took a while to get laws changed for gay marriage across the country. It seemed like it took a long, 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 long time, and then all of a sudden it was quick. What do you see, what's the future hold in the church?
I think in the mind of the Roman Catholic Church, and maybe even in the mind of Pope Francis himself, there are two separate questions. And one of those is, should governments give civil rights to same-sex couples and their families? And I think the Pope's answer there is yes. But the second question is the one that the statement today deals with, is can the church look at a same-sex marriage or a family headed by a same-sex couple and find that to be moral? And I think that disappointingly, in the face of all of the evidence that same-sex couples are thriving and their kids are thriving, and all of the evidence, the Vatican is still saying no and using some of the same hurtful and offensive language that it first trotted out in the 1970s and 1980s.
So for gay couples who are Catholic and got married outside the church but still go to church and follow all the rest of the religion, what do you see moving down the road? Will people start thinking, maybe I will look for a different religion?
Well, I think the thing that's difficult here is that, as you said, Pope Francis really has changed the church's tone on a bunch of different matters since he's been pope. But you may remember at the very beginning he said, "Who am I to judge?" when he was referring to gay clergy. And he's used the word gay rather than the word homosexual, throughout his time as pope. And I think that probably created in many people's minds a sense that, just like in the civil context, it was only a matter of time until things began to change. But the problem is that in Catholic teaching, the idea that sex has to be open to the possibility of procreation is a deep, deep principle. It's the same principle underlying the church's condemnation of contraception. And so that's not a principle that's going to change easily. And I think that those who are hoping that it might have done, I think, may be in for a pretty serious disappointment.
So if the Pope and the Vatican, the church on the whole, start seeing more and more young Catholics leaving because of this statement, this decision, will they maybe start changing their mind if too many, if it looks like too many people are leaving?
Well, I wish the answer to that were yes, but people have been leaving the Catholic Church in pretty substantial numbers, the sociologists tell us, for the last couple of decades. Some of that's about the church's position on sexual ethics. Some of that is the fallout from the crises concerning clergy sexual abuse and its concealment. And like I said, the church is slow to change because it has a really deep investment here in a vision of human sexuality that I think a lot of people, a lot of science, a lot of social science has left behind. And it's also a worldwide church, such that the Pope isn't just legislating for U.S. Catholics or German Catholics, which may have been where this issue arose, but also for African Catholics and South Asian Catholics, where traditional sexual ethics are still very, very strong.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Professor. That is Patrick Hornbeck, Fordham University Professor of Theology.